5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Trump's passports. Allegedly seized by the FBI during the raid at his home in Mar-a-Lago last week, Monday. But Trump's spokesperson provided corroborating evidence that this was, in fact, the case. Trump accused FBI agents of grabbing his passports in a post to his social media site at truthsocial.com. Quote, "Wow, in the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my 3 passports, 1 expired, along with everything else. This is an assault on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country. Third world, exclamation point," end quote. Now, hours later, CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell reported, citing sources, that the FBI was not in possession of Trump's passports, which suggested that the FBI had never seized them. But in response, Trump spokesman Taylor Budowich shared an email from Jay Bratt, who's an official in the National Security Division of the Justice Department, confirming that the FBI had, in fact, confiscated Trump's passports and was in the process of returning them. After the search warrant and inventory were unsealed last Friday, Trump claimed that the documents in question had already been declassified and the FBI search was unnecessary. However, the affidavit that led to the warrant that would have provided probable cause still under seal, and the Department of Justice, a court filing from Juan Antonio Gonzalez, the U.S. attorney in Miami, and Jay Bratt, saying that they don't want to unseal the affidavit because it would cause, quote, significant and irreparable damage to this ongoing criminal investigation, end quote. Translated, that means it would be really, really embarrassing for us to admit why we executed this raid on Trump's home. The search warrant probably did not include Donald Trump's passports. This was an overreach by the FBI. This really is an abuse of power by this administration, which appears to be flailing about in desperation to do anything that would politically damage Trump enough to give Democrats a chance at holding on to the White House in 2024. Again, as I say, as a Christian, a conservative Christian, this is really disturbing. But we need to remember that according to our scriptures, there was a time 2,000 years ago where Satan, the prince of this world, according to Jesus, took Jesus up a very high mountain, probably Mount Hermon, and showed him the kingdoms of the world, all of the political, geopolitical entities of this world, and offered them to Jesus, who did not refute his ability, his right to make that offer. So we shouldn't be surprised when we see things like this happening. Yes, be righteously angry, but remember, we still have a mission, and we can accomplish that mission regardless of who is sitting in the White House. Topic number 4. That's another one. This is happening so frequently now, this is no longer even surprising. First Lady Jill Biden, who is quad-vaxxed, that means 2 vaxes, 2 boosters, has tested positive for COVID-19. A person close to the First Lady told CNN Tuesday morning that she's feeling good and has a common cold-like symptoms, which is the track that was predicted for this coronavirus by people who knew something about coronaviruses about 18 months ago. As it mutated, it would become more transmissible and less lethal. It was also predicted by Sharon and me on our Sci Friday program that this would make it almost impossible for an effective vaccine, because as the shape of the vaccine changes, the effectiveness of a vaccine based on the original strain would no longer work. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. President Biden tested positive for COVID-19 July 21st. He isolated while taking Paxlovid, which now the First Lady is on. He tested negative July 27th, but then on July 30th, he tested positive for the virus again, which, according to the story, and they don't ask the obvious question, according to CNN's report, he tested positive for the virus again as he experienced a rebound case, which happens to some people who take Paxlovid. Now, bear in mind, Paxlovid is the antiviral made by Pfizer, which made the mRNA serum that was supposed to prevent the disease in the first place. Paxlovid is an antiviral that's supposed to prevent the virus from replicating. The obvious question here is, why didn't either of these prevent the rebound infection? They just, matter of course, take Paxlovid, sometimes you get a rebound infection. Why? If I were a conspiracy theorist, I am. Topic number three, our global overlords. World Economic Forum is becoming a little bit concerned that you and I are sharing our opinions on social media. This must not be allowed. This is an article posted at the World Economic Forum's website by author Inbal Goldberger. You see, the problem is that social media platforms, say Twitter, for example, will only police things posted to their platform. So somebody like me can abide by Twitter's guidelines, more or less, while sharing my real thoughts on another platform, like, say, Truth Social. Well, what Goldberger proposes is to collect off-platform intelligence. That's this little chart here, taken directly from the article at the World Economic Forum's website. Collecting from millions of sources to spy on people, suss out what we really think, and then ban people for wrongthink from the internet entirely. Now, this is the kind of thing that, had we suggested that there were globalists who really wanted to do this, even just a couple of years ago, we would have been dismissed as crazy right-wing conspiracy theorists. But it's right on the World Economic Forum's website. This is part and parcel of hashtag Great Reset, which was considered a wild conspiracy theory until recently because they just can't help themselves from making their plans for global domination completely public. This is what they're proposing, literally. Like, instead of just looking at my Twitter feed, they want to look at everything I post everywhere, just using myself as an example here, and then use that to determine whether I should be allowed to share any opinions on the web. And this isn't about me, of course. I'm just using me as an example. This is what they want for the entire world, only allowing approved opinions to be shared. Orwell was right. He was just a little ambitious as to when he thought this plan would be rolled out. Topic number two, Terminator dogs. We showed one example of this just a few weeks ago, and now there's another development, taking a robotic dog and mounting a weapon on its back. This one was displayed at a Russian arms fair this week. This is the next logical step in the development of a robot overlord's best friend, apparently, a robotic dog with a rocket-propelled grenade mounted to its back. Now, previously, we showed one from a Chinese weapons fair with an AK-47 or some type of semi-automatic rifle on its back or submachine gun. This, again, upping the ante with an RPG. Rio Novosti, the Russian news source reporting on this. This is called the M81 robotic system, capable of conducting aimed shooting and transporting weapons. One bit of good news is that on that Chinese robotic dog with the submachine gun on its back, a hacker found that that particular model uses a chip that has a kill switch, which can be used to disable the robot. So apparently, we have hope. Humanity, not dead quite just yet. And again, I say that tongue-in-cheek. As Christians, things will end when God decides it's time for him to come back. Coming up, giving snakes their legs back. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist? And does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, reversing evolution. Now, for the record, I am a creationist. I believe that God created all species to fill their niches in the ecosystem as they are currently designed, more or less. Microevolution, yeah, that's a thing. But macroevolution, not so much. Anyway, a snake lover named Alan Pan said that he feels bad for snakes because they lost their legs to evolution. And so to right this evolutionary injustice, he made a robotic exoskeleton, see image behind me, to give them back their lost legs. The result is this goofy-looking contraption containing a golden python that walks around with the snake inside the tube. Pan pointed to the facts that snakes' legs aren't gone entirely. They exist apparently in utero as sort of vestigial lake-like structures. But again, snakes as a species, as a genus, I hope I'm using that term correctly. Anyway, we're designed to slither about, not use legs. Pan tested the rig by contracting a snake handler who was able to coax the yellow ball python, not golden python, the yellow ball python into the tube. And unfortunately for the snake, it can't control where the legs go or when they move. But it was enough to convince Pan that snakes do indeed want their legs back. Now, if you believe in evolution, then you have to believe and accept that snakes evolved to lose their legs because it gave them some sort of evolutionary advantage. So, sorry, Mr. Pan, this contraption actually removes whatever evolutionary advantage snakes gained during the process of losing their legs. Yeah, logical inconsistency, but then logic is not really a feature of Darwinian macroevolution anyway. Well, Skywatch TV has a new division, Skywatch Films. We're producing cutting-edge documentaries on things like the UFO phenomenon, like the prophetic implications of the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C., and much more. These films are available for instant access in full HD for as little as $3, and you'll find them at skywatchfilms.com. Stream them, full HD, instant access, again, skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the very timely and forward-looking book, Progressive Evil. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis has been putting out some books that are really important because he's got a gift for looking into the future and seeing how the changes that we're experiencing in our society fit in terms of biblical prophecy. And during the month of August, for your gift of any amount, essentially, you name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any size, we will send you a copy of this book. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Take advantage of it now. You can find out more online at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us during business hours, 844-750-4985. We're looking forward to getting back to the Holy Land because that's where this battle began and where it will end. And we will talk about the battlefields that we see all along the way. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, Mount Nebo, from which Moses got his only look at the Promised Land, if you take the optional 3-day extension over to Jordan, and we do recommend that you do that. It is a very safe journey. You will see archaeological sites that many tours will not visit, like the Altar of Joshua and Shiloh. Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants, this is a monument built almost 6,000 years ago for the cult of the dead, and it's within plain view of Mount Hermon. Don't miss it. You can find out more because we've got the entire itinerary posted to the website, skywatchinisrael.com. And of course, there's a place there to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking with author and researcher Ryan Peterson about his book, The Final Nephilim. This describes how the Antichrist may well be a human, well, angel hybrid. If you've missed the series, go back into the archives at skywatchtv.com and watch these programs. Episode 4 of this 4-week series on now, and you can watch it over the air. Our schedule for the broadcast show is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app. It's free, and it not only gets you our weekly broadcast show, all of these daily news updates, the women's program, Simply His, and other exclusives right to your big screen TV, by the way, using Roku or Apple TV. You can bring it right into your mobile device with our free mobile app and use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to cast the video content to your television without the use of wires. Get you all of our video content, plus the mobile app also has a calendar of our upcoming events and important news updated 3 times a week as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and it is absolutely free. Links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.